Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we are going to talk about how to include numbers and metrics and measurable value when you work in a non-numbers focused role. So if you've been following me for any period of time, you know that I am a big advocate for including those metrics and measurable results on your resume. So why is that? Why do I care so much about getting that on your resume? So let me present a little bit of a scenario here. Let's say that you are a social media manager, and on your resume, you say that you're responsible for managing social media campaigns to hit metrics and goals as outlined by management. Now, there's 9 other resumes in this stack that the hiring manager is reading, and they all also say that they're responsible for managing social media campaigns to hit specific targets and goals. How is that reader, how is that hiring manager ever supposed to know from these 10 people who are all responsible for doing something, how is that person ever supposed to know what the outcomes were, what the results were, who drove 100,000 new followers, who drove $1 million in new revenue versus who drove 100 new followers or $100 of additional revenue, right? There's simply no way to know unless that information is in there. So if you want to stand out in your resume, you can't just summarize your value. You can't just summarize the actions that you took, right? You can't just say, I was responsible for doing these things, or I did this action. If you leave it at that, you miss out on the most important piece, which is what resulted from it. And that is going to help you stand out from everybody else. So if you say you were responsible for managing social media campaigns, you need to add in something like that drove 100,000 new followers in 3 months, or that led to a 17% increase in sales, or whatever that metric is. So that's why I'm so adamant about including those measurable metrics, because if you want your resume to get read, if you want it to land you more interviews, you need to sell your value instead of summarizing it. But I know that's not always the easiest thing to do when we work in a non-numbers focused role. It's one thing to say, well, you're in sales. You can talk about how much money you sold through, right? You're in marketing. You can talk about how many users you added or the conversion rate increase or whatever it is. But the rest of us out here, the graphic designers, the creatives, the folks in HR, the executive assistants, all these people who are in non-numbers focused roles, what the heck are we supposed to do? Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about in this episode. So I'm going to break down a couple of categories here that you can think about, and I'll try to give some examples for each one. And I think by the end of this, you'll have a bit of an idea of how you can go out there and actually get these numbers for your resume. And then especially in your field, you are going to stand out because so many other people are struggling with this, right? So the first one is pretty obvious, and it's just years of experience. If you spent a certain number of years working in this field, you want to include that. That's an easy way to get a number on your resume that's super low-hanging fruit. So I don't think we necessarily need an example there, but putting that right at the top so it's very, very clear is super important. The next thing you can look at is scope. What was the scope of the project that you worked on? How many people worked on the project? How many teams worked on the project? What was the size of the product? So for example, if you were a UX designer for a mobile app, maybe that app has 33,000 users. Well, now we're conveying results in the size of the app, right? So if somebody is looking to hire a UX designer who has experience with tens of thousands of users, well, you fit that bill, right? So talking about the scope, we can talk about numbers of users. We can talk about the budget for the project. We can talk about the number of clients involved. Any way that we can talk about the number of things or the scope is going to be an easy way to add those results. The other thing we can do is talk about time. So how quickly did you deliver these results? Did you deliver them in under 6 months or under a year? And also, what was the benchmark? Can we compare it to a benchmark? Because if you can do that with time, that's going to be really, really effective. The other thing that you can do is compare to past experience, right? So if you're doing something and you have a record of how efficiently or quickly or what the scope was in the past, you can compare your results to what happened in the past. And that comparison is going to generate numbers for you in and of itself. The other thing we can look at is efficiency. So how efficiently did you do something? Did you overhaul a calendar management process that saved the CEO X number of hours per month? Or did you reduce the waste or did you reduce something bad that we want to get rid of, right? Did you reduce wasted budget? Is there a way that you made things more productive or efficient? So those are just a couple of buckets, but the be all end all here is one last ace up the sleeve. So every single employee at a company has and delivers value. So if you're having trouble illustrating your value and the examples that I just shared don't seem to fit in the scope for you, what I want you to do is think about what team your work impacts that does have numbers associated with it. So by way of example, let's say that you're a graphic designer who designs Facebook ad creative. So you put together Facebook ad images that go into Facebook ads, which are then syndicated across the Facebook ad network, right? And people click on those ads, people see those ads, people take action from those ads. So who's responsible for managing the Facebook ads? Well, it's typically going to be the marketing team, right? So as the graphic designer, can you go to the marketing team and say, hey, you know those Facebook ads that I created for you? I'd love to know how they compare to our previous ads or other campaigns that we're running. Did they do better in any aspects? Did they do worse in any aspects? Is there a way that you could walk me through some of the data or you could send me a report? And then what happens is they send you the report or walk you through the data. And now all of a sudden you can say, hey, my ads drove more clicks or more conversions or more sales. And marketing has this data. So let me take that data and put it on my resume. And now I can say I'm a conversion-focused graphic designer who designs Facebook ads that led to a 60% increase in conversion rate or drove $10,000 from one single campaign. And I can say that confidently because I got those results from marketing. So whatever position you're in, you need to think about whose work you're impacting that has numbers associated with that role. And then you need to go to them and just have a conversation and say, hey, that work I did, that deck I created for sales, how many more clients have we booked? For that executive assistant, you just go to the CEO and say, for ballpark, how many hours have I saved you on a weekly basis? And now you can get the numbers that you need to put on your resume so that you're selling your value instead of summarizing it. And I promise you, if you do that, you're going to be so much more effective. So that's it for today. But if you want even more information on how to write a killer resume and also more examples of how to find numbers in non-numbers focused roles, I'm going to link to our comprehensive guide on writing a resume below the episode here so you can check that out. Outside of that, as always, we appreciate you listening and we'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.